coming up September 17th. It's called the Integrated Business Life Conference. I am so excited about this on a number of different levels because we're going to meet a lot of businessmen, entrepreneurs up and down the Front Range that are coming to this. It's going to be over at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. More about how to get there. But one of the key speakers in the morning is going to be a gentleman by the name of Ken Eldred. He is a co-founder and CEO of Livingstone Foundation, which is a big charitable trust. He's the chairman of the board and advisors as well, of course. Anybody who's anybody knows about Ken Eldred and his books, The Integrated Life, God is at Work. But is it Parakletos? Is that how we say it, Ken?
Yes, that's how we say it.
And Parakletos.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit, the Comforter.
As I always remembered it, as you know, my worldview being Christian as well, lining up with yours, because you integrate, you know, biblical principles in doing business, which is exciting to think about anyway. But to come alongside, to encourage, is that too loose an interpretation with your venture up there?
That's exactly right. That's what that was all about, is to encourage people who want to be entrepreneurs and succeed. We're doing venture. We're not doing so much anymore. But as we did these venture capital efforts, it was about encouraging Christian brothers and sisters to come along to succeed in the effort by focusing on the intersection of faith and business.
I love this. We started a company called Kelly's Heroes List, honest businesses that honestly give back. And it's really, it's exciting to see what people do just in the context of giving back to a community. But the idea of honesty, you can even, I don't know what your philosophy is here. You do business in China, in Europe, in India. You've started and bought and sold and started these multi-million dollar companies based on biblical principles. Tell us about that a little bit.
Well, you're right about this, Steve, about honesty. The interesting thing is there was a very famous man who said that if you say that honesty is the best policy, then you're a liar and probably not a good business person.
Yeah.
And you say, well, that's strange. What do you mean by that? Well, the answer is honesty is the only policy. Mm. It can't be the best policy until something better comes along. There is nothing better. And by living our faith at work, we are living the golden rule principle, which is basically do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And when we do that, God really does show up, and he blesses the transactions. And people begin to look at each other, and they begin to trust each other. And as they trust each other, they begin to do more business with each other. And one thing follows another.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Chris is going to jump in here. Wait a minute. Hold on. Stop the bus for a second. How many times have we seen the fish, the ichthus, on a business? And we go in there, and by the way, not every customer is right, so I have grace in this area, but you've been ripped off by somebody that is a quote-unquote Christian business. Speak to that.
Well, I have been. I'm sure people have. In fact, I've spoken in Guatemala a couple of years ago and spoke on this subject because 50% of the people in that country are born-again Christians, but their economic situation is a disaster. And I began to tell them the reason for this was that they believe in caveat emptor, which means buyer beware, and that was the wrong policy. If they want to do things in the Christian way, you treat people appropriately, even if it doesn't matter who they are or how you see them, they need to be treated as if they were you. And therefore, you give them the best arrangement you possibly can. We used to have customers. Oh, by the way, these people were silent. I mean, I had former presidents of the country, ministers in the room. It was absolutely dead silent. I went back to the translator, and I said, do you think they understood this? And as I walked back to her, I noticed she had tears streaming down her face. She was a Christian woman. She said, you're exactly right. That's what happens. These are brothers and sisters, and they have cheated me over and over and over again. Well, the economy is in a shambles in that country because of this approach. We need to understand that when we care for others, regardless of what they have done, that really changes attitudes and brings people around. I had customers call us and say, look, I bought this from you. And we'd go look it up and say, well, sir, you didn't buy it from us. We can prove that, but it's all right. Send it back to us. We'll take care of it for you because it is a problem, and we know you have a problem. Well, these people were so surprised. They said, well, really? I said, yes, we'll take it back. We'll give you full credit for it. They said, look, anybody that works like that, I'll do business with you going forward. I mean, why would I not?
Yep. Just good business practices. You know, we tend to think of sending, when we want to send the message of Christ out, we think, well, we'll just send missionaries into these countries around the world. But I'm thinking there might be another way of sharing Christ with people. You do business in different parts of the world. How can a Christian business owner be that light?
Well, the wonderful thing is that the Lord has said to us, we need to behave like he did. And what the greatest transaction that ever took place on the planet Earth was that transaction that the Lord did for us. And when we begin to reflect that transaction in every transaction, whether it's a business deal, whether it's paying money, whether it's something else, or it's a commitment to someone, or just in a conversation as a transaction, when we begin to show that love of God to these people, inevitably they ask, why are you so different? And you have now earned the right to be heard.
Can you be a non-believer, operate using these principles, and be tremendously successful?
Absolutely. In fact, it's really the only way to be successful in the long run. We've all been cheated by some person or another, and we would never go back there. Typically, a restaurant that gives you a poor meal, they got one shot at it. And after that, you don't go back. And they typically go out of business. So, yes, it may be expensive in the short run, but in the long run, it changes everything. I had a customer that called me and said, look, we have a problem. We ordered from you 6 months ago some product that we really don't need, and we want to know. It was $10,000 worth of goods, and we want to return it. And I said to him, well, you know our policy. It's written right there in front of you. He said, yeah, but this is a lot of money, and it's 6 months old, and, we know you're going to charge us something, and we want to know what that is, and we're going to negotiate it. I said, no, we're not going to charge you anything. We'll take it back. That is our policy. We'll take anything back at any point. And yes, it hurt us financially. But ultimately, those people at the end of that conversation, they said, we don't have any supplier. Our biggest suppliers don't treat us like this. Why would we not do business with you all the way through? And yes, they said, we pay a little more, but we know we're going to be taken care of.
Yeah.
And it's a standard principle. I mean, when we love and share with each other, in the financial transaction, we change lives.
So honesty, graciousness, what are some other principles that you would have businesses put into place?
Yeah, and what are you going to be talking about at the conference, too, on the 17th?
Well, you know, you're talking about really important characteristics. There's honesty, integrity, reliability, accountability, commitment. You know, all of these are biblical principles, but all of them are what makes up what I call spiritual capital. And I'll be talking about that. I'm going to be talking to people about some really important things. Number one, at this conference, people are tired. They're really tired of having the multiple objectives in their lives. I mean, I've got children I've got to raise. I've got a marriage that I've got to work on. I've got work. I've got people who work pulling on me. I've got things that I need to do at church that are calling on me. And how do I manage all of these what seem to be different objectives? Well, at this conference, we're going to help people sort that out so they can begin to understand how they can live and live abundantly, you know, within the life that God has given us. We all get 24 hours, but we don't have multiple objectives. We only have one, and I will help people understand that. Then once we get into that, it's people typically say, well, that's interesting, but how do you take Sunday and translate it into Monday? And that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to spend a lot of time on that, and we're particularly helping people understand how just by sharing, by living at the intersection of faith and business, not only will they be happier about themselves, happier about their work, whether they run a business or not, whether they're a part of an organization or they're a business owner, they'll begin to understand their place and purpose. And those things really bring a sense of achievement, a sense of joy into a person's life. So there are a lot of really exciting things that are going to come out of this conference for people.
How do you deal with unhappy employees, unhappy customers? I mean, how do you get past your own sense of I've been wrong? Because the customer is not always right, unfortunately, and you've got disgruntled employees for various reasons, jealousies, comparisons, and all that. How do you deal with that as a business owner and do it successfully and honorably?
Well, they're two different kind of issues, but let me take one that's probably most difficult to everyone, and that is letting somebody go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, you know, here you are, it's kind of a little bit of everything, but it's probably the most difficult thing people do. And I, you know, typically in dealing with something like that, we have to understand that God has a purpose for everyone. And when people are in the wrong place, for example, and they're in a business where they're not accomplishing the objectives they need to accomplish, it's time to help them understand that they're not doing what's right. And when I sit down with people like that, I say to them, look, you're a very talented individual. These are the skills that you have. These are the skills that are required for this job. They're different than what you have. And I don't think you can't possibly be happy doing something that isn't really the right fit for you. God has a purpose for you. And let's work on a plan that will help you to move on to something else. You know, I'm not going to walk in here and tell you you're gone, but I think you need to be looking for something else because what you're doing is not what God had in mind for you. And we come from at that point of view, understanding that, you know, oftentimes people are afraid to change jobs mm-hmm. because they're afraid that they're first going to get fired and the rug's going to be pulled out from under them. And so we work out a way where we can help them find something else and do what, you know, and yet be able to stay employed and do something that's meaningful to the company. There are times when, you know, sales go down and you've got to lay people off, and that's tough. You know, and how you go about that, it's always got to be with dignity, with appreciation for the other person, with recognition of, is this the last resort? And once that's done and that's understood by the people and they're understanding that you have done this with careful thought and consideration for the value of that individual, it's not easy, never is, but there's a way that you can get through it. And I have to say, I've had almost everyone that I had to let go at one point or another came back and thanked me because they said, you were right. I was in the wrong job. I just was afraid.
Very good.
And it is that idea that they're a vocation versus job, that we each have a unique calling on this earth to do something meaningful, and helping someone move in that direction is actually a very good thing. I hadn't really thought
Absolutely.
Of it that way, but I think that's great.
I think I'm going to quit.
that God has a purpose for us, then that purpose needs to be fulfilled. And when it is fulfilled, we feel great about what we do. Most people in jobs don't like what they do. They're not happy, and they're doing it just to get by. Well, we have to have the courage to believe that God has a place for us, and He's going to put us there.
I believe, Steve, that we've got another place for you.
Got a plan for me. Good. Just move me along here. Time is moving along. I know you have to move along. We literally have a minute left. We're talking to you from New York. You're on your way to Spain. You do business all over the world, China and India and so forth. What really motivates you and excites you even after all of this great success? What keeps you going to want to get to the next mountaintop? Because I know there are valleys that you must experience as well.
Oh, absolutely. I've been through them all, believe me. And things have been very difficult. And you know, I'll share how I got through some of those at this conference because everybody goes through them. You know, and we'll get deep into that because it's a concern for everybody. But what keeps me going is the belief that God and knowing that God has certain things for me to do. And as I hear from Him, I get very excited about those things. I'm using the talents that God gave me. And when I do, it's a little bit like the movie Chariots of Fire, when, if you remember, Eric Little says, when I run, I feel His pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. And that's what it is. When I run in what I do, I feel His pleasure.
Ken,
it's a wonderful thing.
Ken Eldred is his name. And this is a great, I would encourage and recommend this Integrated Business Life Conference to anybody out there that this is resonating with here. This is an annual conference, though. It is Colorado Christian Business Alliance. You don't have to be a Christian necessarily to be there to get these great nuggets of truth, though I must tell you, it's probably going to be convicting, wouldn't you think, Ken?
Oh, absolutely. It'll be great. And the thing is, it's so exciting about what God has for people in their lives. If they only knew, people that are not Christians come, I spend a lot of time with them. They get very excited about things I have to share with them.
It starts at 7 o'clock in the morning, goes till 4 p.m. Ken will be there in the morning segment. It's just going to be at the exclusive United Club at Sports Authority Field at Mile High Stadium. What a great venue. I don't know if you've been there, Ken, yet or not, but you're going to love the...
I have.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Isn't it great? Again...
A wonderful place.
This is put on by the CCBAAlliance.org, and Craig Johnston is putting this all together, and we'll be a part of it out there. But, Ken, we so... Hey, thanks for coming on. I know you're busy and you got to get off to Spain. Congratulations. I understand a grandbaby is on the way, and that's your reason for leaving the country this time around.
Absolutely. Going over to visit our new grandchild.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much, Steve. God bless you.
Thank you. And God bless you, too. Ken Eldred, again, this is the 17th of September, so you have some time to plan for it. If it sounds encouraging to you, I'm going to be there helping MC with Craig Johnston. All you have to do is go to CCB Alliance. Okay, that's CCBAlliance.org. And we're going to have some commercials and stuff like that and some interviews. But I'm really looking forward to this one on the 17th of September. So there you go.